What we'll do first is we'll introduce ourselves, go around the table, introduce ourselves, and then you'll have 15 minutes to let us know what you think the value is and why. The board may have some questions for you or clarifications. Then the board will close and deliberate and come up with a decision. And the decision can raise the value, keep the value the same, or lower the value. And then the town will send you by certified mail a results agreements notice within 14 days of the closing of the hearings. So we're expected to close the hearings July 8th. So that'll be within 14 days prior after that. We typically turn around times a little bit quicker, so you should see something sooner than that. But definitely keep your eye open for that certified mail. So let's get started. And this is for 43 Giffen Court. And let's go around the table.
Lynn Ryan.
And Russell Ryan, resident of 43 Giffen Court.
Jerry Barrows, Lister.
Robert Vickery, town assessor.
And Charlotte Gardner, Lister.
Okay, you've got the floor.
Did you read our attached letter?
Yes.
So we feel we have a strong case based on the other homes on our street. And their assessed values per square foot, knowing that they are of same or greater quality value. I guess we have some that are average plus 20, we are average plus 10, and the rest of most of the houses are average plus 10, but there are several that are average plus 20. They're all assessed at a lower value per square foot than our houses. And we also compared it to recent sales. I think I checked within 60 days of recent sale, and so the going rate, and these are all homes that have greater, almost double square footage and stuff like this, but the price per square foot is much lower than what we were assessed at. So that's why we are here today, because the average price of all the houses, we didn't count the condos because there's a group of condos on Sandler Street, and we know those are valued differently. So we counted the seven homes on the street, and without our home, the average is about $353 per square foot, and that includes some homes that are average plus 20. I think it said in the assessment building percentage good. I think all the houses on the street were 84%, and we are 80%, so we're not actually higher quality level than anybody else on the street. But in set, we are assessed at $459 per square foot, when the average of the rest of the street is $353. And it's not that our home is any greater lot size or quality value. So that's why we're here today for the grievance.
Yeah, and using those numbers.
So using the numbers, with our square footage of our house being 1,320 square feet, which is the smallest house on the street, it's actually the property that was Mrs. Giffen's, built by when they divided her farm. So they created a little ranch house for us. So we're just in Mrs. Giffen's house. And so if we take the average of the rest of the street, being at $353 per square foot times our house, it's $465,960, just based on the average of the street. And then if you're using numbers of homes that sold recently, they're lower, much lower value. You know, we're talking in the upper 200s per square foot. So we're just not sure why our home is valued so high at 459 per square foot.
Well, that's pretty much it in a nutshell.
That's it. Okay.
Were you given an opportunity to double check all the numbers that we have? You have a screened porch and an open porch.
Well, the open porch is like a concrete pad, basically the size of this table in the front. That's a front porch.
It's a stoop
more than
a
porch.
Stoop.
Yeah, and there is a screen. It used to be a deck on the back, and now it's a screen.
A screen porch.
Screen room.
Okay.
And it's the 1,320 square feet is accurate for square footage.
Yeah, that's, we bought the home.
And the basement's unfinished?
Correct.
And we did have somebody
came
and visited,
down, I don't know if it was you,
and he did
came downstairs.
And he did
invited
specify
them.
It was unfinished.
Yeah, and we're two things away from being finished.
Okay.
If we even put a hand right there.
Oh, that was Andrew.
So we did have the home.
Okay. Yeah, Andrew's very accurate with his data, so.
That's good.
Yeah. I don't have any other questions.
Yeah, I don't either. Just to let you know, the square footage, it is based on economies of scale. So the more square footage you have, the less price per square foot it is, and the overall value is greater. And that works out in a lot of different economic situations, particularly with land value and building values. So an easy way to explain it is if I have a half acre lot valued at $200,000, and I have a 1 acre lot, it's not going to be $400,000. It's going to be $225,000. So that price per acre goes down. And that's how economies of scale works for square feet of a house. So when you compare, and this I'm just explaining for knowledge, when you compare houses of 2,500 square feet at $300 a square foot, and compare yours at 1,300 square feet, which is 450, that's your economies of scale working. And so when we take all the ranch houses in town, we can develop an average price per square foot for the average sized ranch, and then we line them up by size on the sale prices, and you can see how the price per square foot on the sale prices will go up as the square feet go down, and will go down as the square feet go up from that average. And that's how we assess the properties, based on that economies of scale. So the average price per square foot, when you're comparing square feet of much larger or much smaller homes, is going to not quite give you what the market would give. So it's better to compare homes of the similar size.
But wouldn't that be at least some of the homes that sold recently? They're much lower price per square foot. And also, and that would explain why the nicest house on the street is the lowest square foot price per square foot, by far the nicest house on the street. But it just feels like, in a way, we get dinged for being a small home when all the rest of the homes on the street are about the same size. I mean, we're talking the closest one only being 200 and something square foot more, and they are only $383 per square foot. So it seems to me that us being the smallest house on the street, we're kind of getting dinged by it. It feels like we're getting rounded up to blend in with the rest of the street. And I don't see how that works.
The economy scale, I think, goes a certain distance. But I think, so for instance, if you were to make the number, I think instead of a company that would pass us, let's see. To your point, if you made the number 500 instead of 465, I think that would be fine, based on your economy scale.
It just feels like, we get rounded up much higher.
It's a much smaller house. It's nowhere near the quality of life that you'd have if it was, twice again as big, And if I went to a builder and said, build me the house.
Because the average in the rest of the street, we're 1330 there. There's just 1660 home. There's 1700 shared, and there's two that are over 2000. So they're not all much larger than ours, except for the two 2000s. And the average is $100 less per square foot than ours. So I feel that that needs to be taken into account.
Yeah.
You can understand that it was 10 times bigger. To the economy scale thing.
Yeah.
And the fact that quality-wise,
it costs more to build than going up. It costs more to go out than up, and that's a difference too. So a one-level home costs more than a two-story colonial.
Typically.
To build, right.
Bigger foundation and bigger
roof.
Yeah. I'm still talking about the amount that the other homes have sold for in the area, and it's more than double.
Yeah, I've seen the aerial views, and it's not that much.
So I don't feel it's going to be a true assessment.
Some of the houses are quite big when you look at it from an aerial view. So it really isn't in this
kind
of the house is small enough.
I think it exceeds the fair market value.
Yes.
That's what we're here for.
Taking into account other homes that have sold in Colchester and everything that's on our street that is not that much larger
than us.
So what do you think the fair market value would be? What would you sell it for today?
500.
Yeah, and that's what ChatGPT, when I put it in there initially.
Good old ChatGPT.
Yeah, but then I also did some other things, and so but that's a number that, and even
well, we talked about numbers in the street.
Our financial advisor was doing our, you know, looking at our assets, and he put 500 in. So. I didn't tell him to.
This immediately raises a question. 43 gift corners, the highest assessment by a wide margin, the AI said. So, and then just looking at the other homes that have sold and the fact that the other homes on our street are not necessarily that much larger. We just want that to be taken into account for fair market value. Okay.
Very good.
That's all we got.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Coming in.
And we do